We're doing the Rama Miguel Siman. Bezrat Hashem, today we're going to end. We're in the last half of the fourth chapter. And in this edition, in the Nosad HaRav Kook edition, the Rambam La'am, it's page Kuf Pei Bet. The Rambam has been describing what traits the Mashiach is going to have. And now the Rambam is going to contend with other religions and their claims of the Mashiach. So the Rambam says, V'ata yadata, and you know, he writes, Sh'oto ha'ish, that man, we know who we're referring to when we say Oto ha'ish, Im kol ha'gdolot she'samchu lo, with all the great miracles that they attribute to him, She'asa mitchiyat ha'metim, kmo she'ala v'datam, that they claim he resurrected the dead, U'min ha'moftim ha'em, she'hem machishim b'hem, and even if we'll agree to all their claims that he did all those miracles, nonetheless, even the way they describe him, they are in essence claiming he is not the Mashiach according to our tradition. They claim he did all these miracles, fine, let's even agree with them. Even if we would agree with them that all the miracles were performed, even their claims is a contradiction to the concept of Mashiach the way our tradition has it. If, for the sake of argument, we would agree with them, they still wouldn't get away with us with their claim that he is the Mashiach. Because we'll show them from the verses 1,000 signs that the Mashiach should do, or almost 1,000 signs that he didn't do. And even going with their claims that he was the Mashiach, Hayeachez lema'ala zot, can he be the one that has this elevated stature? All kings were silenced by him? No. If we go with what they wrote, what they attribute to him, that he was killed by Roman soldiers, as they themselves wrote. So that doesn't fit with our tradition of what the Mashiach is going to do. They write, in the New Testament it says, that the Roman soldiers killed him. That's what it says.
He was executed by the Roman.
Yeah. Regardless, but we just said that the Mashiach has to be the ability, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'hika eretz b'shevet piv, that with his own mouth he could kill people. No one could stand up to him. He just says a word and people drop dead. We didn't see anyone that was able to do that. Quite the contrary. We see that he was put to death, not other people.
I would say like you,
but that's not what the Rambam said. So the Rambam's not going that route.
But hold on, how does he get
the verse says in Yeshaya, the 11th chapter, Vehika eretz b'shevet piv, he'll be able to hit the land with the staff of his mouth, uveruach sfatav, and with the wind that's made by his lips, meaning his speech, Yamit Rasha, he will execute the wicked. So the Rambam takes it literally.
Takes that literally, but he doesn't take the fact that angels are
okay.
There's more proof that, that angels are in form of human, and then there are. Is he the only one that said that?
I don't think this is the only point. Like the Rambam said, there are at least 1,000 things that the prophets attributed to the Messiah, which he didn't fulfill. So you don't have to accept that point. Don't go with that in the Rambam. Go with the fact that the prophet said that children will be able to play with snakes and they won't get killed. That it says clearly.
That's
That it says that nations will no longer war against one another.
Why wild leopards and lions are tamed by people tamed with wild animals. And when you would think that before this ever happened, people would say, oh, that's almost impossible. How could you set a lion or put your head inside a lion's head?
Michael?
Yeah.
Have you been following the news the last few years? You know how Ziegfeld and Roy are doing?
Okay. For years.
No one's saying in the time of Chazal they also had chavarim. You know, they had people who could tame animals. A chaver, a chavar, was someone who could be a snake charmer. He could tame animals.
So the
idea is that a child will be able to put his hand over the hole of a copperhead snake or a panther and play with him. It says the sheasha yonek al chur patin val meorat tzifoni gamul yado hada. The verse says in two very poisonous snakes. I don't know if they're panthers or copperheads or. It says sheasha yonek al chur patin. Patin might be a panther. Val meorat tzifoni. Tzifoni is another poisonous snake. The verse says, "Lo yisa goy el goy cherev." Nations will no longer war with one another. So 2,000 years have passed. I haven't seen that come true yet. So the Rambam's saying we have thousands of verses that say what will be in the times of the Mashiach. Look at the verses in Parshas Bilam, in the Torah. The Torah tells us what's going to be. The Torah says about the state of Israel expanding. It says many things.
These are things that can happen without obvious miracles.
Fine. But they didn't happen. The Rambam's point is they didn't happen. You want to say they'll happen this way or that way?
I don't think it seems like what he's saying is that there's going to be miracles in front of. I'm saying that obviously everything's a miracle, but it doesn't. I haven't been convinced that there's going to be miracles where people are going to say, "Oh my God."
No problem. I think that the verses seem to indicate differently. The verses that discuss Mashiach. But even if you don't want to go that route, even if you want to go your route, you still end up with a world that's supposed to look a certain way, and that didn't happen.
But hidden miracles, like
fine.
Someone could appease, go to the government and appease, and I'm not saying that Mashiach is capable, I'm sure Mashiach, with his words and his knowledge, be able to appease all the governments or
fine.
To make world peace.
The Rambam isn't going that way. The Gemara in Sanhedrin didn't seem to go that way. So you could say the Gemara didn't mean literally. You could say many things. But the literal reading of what it says in the Gemara and what it says in the verses is not that way. I don't think it would be heresy to say what you're saying. I don't know. I don't know enough to say I think you're wrong. I don't know. The literal reading is that he will be a miraculous being. He will be exceptional, like Moshe Rabbeinu was exceptional.
But the Rambam himself says he doesn't necessarily have to make miracles.
Okay, fine.
In his halakha on Mashiach, he says that the Mashiach has to make miracles to be proven on Mashiach.
Right, we have to, maybe this Thursday, we have to sit down and try to work out how we balance what the Rambam writes here with what the Rambam writes there. I want to finish this, so we'll have a clear picture of what he's saying here. And then we'll have to see if there are real contradictions, or we have to understand slightly differently what he wrote here or what he wrote there.
But he does say that there, then he doesn't have to make miracles. People expect him to come and make miracles. Rambam says, don't expect it.
Right.
Because he's not necessarily
going to
make miracles.
Right. Right. I agree with you. I'm with you.
That's what I'm basing myself.
Right. And we'll see. Right. You are right. V'sof davar sheze ha'ish. Ilu haya omer ma shu omer bezadon uvkalut. Haya mchuyav alfei mita. He says, bottom line. This person who got up in Yemen and he's telling the Jews that he is the Messiah. If he were just lightheaded and he's just wanting to make people follow him because he's not a serious person, hayam chuyav al femita. So then he would be deserving of the death penalty thousands of times because he's endangering thousands of people's lives by doing this. אבל משהו קרוב לדעתי והיא האמת, but what I think, says the Rambam, and I'm pretty sure this is true, שהשתתה, that he went crazy, ונפסד ציורו ורעיונו. And he just became insane. So his imagination got the better of him. והנני מראה לכם עצה טובה לכם ולא. And here's what I think you guys should do. I'll give you good advice. It's good for you, it's good for him. והיא, and this is what my advice is. שיהיה חבוש ימים, you should put him in jail for a period, עד שיתפרסם אצל הגויים. Till everyone finds out that you put him in an insane asylum. Put him away, lock him up. כלומר, שהוא נפסד בציורו ורעיונו ועיוות שכלו. Till it becomes famous that he went insane. והודיעו הדבר, make it known, ותפרסמו אותו בעולם. And publicize it in the world. ואחרי כן, and after everyone knows that he went insane, תתירו, then let him out of the asylum you put him in. ותצילו עצמו בתחילה. And by doing this, so firstly you should know you're saving his life. It might sound cruel, but if the Muslims you're under here, there's someone who came to the Jewish people and said, I'm the Messiah, now I'm coming to redeem you, now we'll all rebel and we'll leave these countries, so they'll kill him. So by doing this, you're saving his life. לפי שכשישמעו הגויים עליו, for when the nations, the Gentiles hear about this man, שטען על עצמו שהוא המשיח, that he claims that he's the Messiah, אחר שעשיתם בו המעשה הזה, after you do this, that you put him in an insane asylum, יהיו מליבים בו. So they'll laugh at him. They'll shame him. כמו שדנים לאיש משוגע ומשתתה כמותו. The way that you ordinarily treat a person who's gone insane, a person who acts foolishly like this person. ותצילו נפשכם מרעתם של הגויים, and you'll also save yourself from the evil, the harm of the Gentiles. ואם תתרשלו בדבר הזה, but the Rambam says, and if you'll be lackadaisical, and you won't take care of this, you'll let things ride, עד שיתפרסם לגויים, till the Gentiles hear that a Jew has arisen among the Jews and he claims he's the Messiah and he wants them all to leave, etc. And you see that there's a danger, tamitu uto, then you have to kill him. The Rambam's telling the Jewish community, if you cannot put him in an insane asylum and things become famous and now the empire you're under is going to hear that someone's arisen among the Jews and he's going to lead them to a rebellion, so you have to kill him. וחס ושלום שלא יסבב עליכם רוגז. And God forbid, he shouldn't cause you guys to be endangered, because if they hear this, then they're going to be quick to bring out the armies and start a pogrom against you.
They are going to, the alien powers are going to come to destroy the Jewish people, because they would be afraid that the Israel is in the Galut. They are going to be afraid that, first of all, Israel is going to take over the land of Eretz Israel.
I don't think they're so believing. I think it's very simple. If you have a king, a monarch, in those times, he has people of another religion living under him. He's been persecuting them all the time. That's why the Rambam wrote this letter. Now suddenly one Jew rises among them and says, I'm the Messiah, I'm going to lead you to rebellion, I'm going to lead you out of here. So what's he going to say? I've been persecuting them anyways. Now they're going to rebel against me? So I'll kill another 10,000. What's wrong? What do I have to play games for? They want to lead a rebellion against me, I'll kill them. At the fall of a hat, they would kill Jews. So the Rambam saying, you guys, he's endangering all of your lives. If you want to save his life, firstly, and also your lives, the only solution is, make sure everyone knows he's nuts.
But even if you put him to asylum house, he can claim that, oh, I'm just like my father, King David. He pretended that he's crazy before.
No problem. The Rambam's just saying practically. That should resolve. That should hopefully solve the issue that they're not in danger, and also he. Batem achenu. Okay. And you are brethren. Yadu alachem shakadosh vachu hipilanu b'mamorot avonotenu b'toch umazo shehi umat Yishmael. You know that because of the nettings of our sins, we've made our own nets of the sins that we've done. And therefore God has placed us within the clasp of this nation called Yishmael. Shira'atam chazeka aleinu. That their evil doings have been overpowering over us. They've strongly harmed us. V'hem mitchakmim le'areah v'limos otanu. And they are conniving. They are thinking how to harm us and be disgusted with us, כמו שגזר עלינו יתברך, as God decreed upon us, ואויבינו פלילים. And our nations will be judges over us, and they'll have the power to oppress us. ושלא עמדה לישראל ומה יותר עובד אויבת ממנה. That there never in Jewish history, says the Rambam, never in Jewish history has a nation come upon Israel that hated them as much as Yishmael. The Rambam says, no nation ever hated us as much as Yishmael hates us. Velo uma, nor was there ever a nation sheherea betachlit hara'a ledaldel otanu ulhaktin otanu velimos otanu kemohem. Nor was there ever a nation that was harmful to us and harmful for the sake of being harmful, the essence of evil, to try and impoverish us, to try and make us smaller, to try and cause us to be disgraced and disgusting as much as they have been trying to stamp us out. שאפילו דוד המלך עליו השלום, even King David, may he rest in peace, כשראה ורוח הקודש, when he foresaw with the heavenly Holy Spirit, God showed him כל הצרות העתידות לישראל, all the afflictions, the troubles that were waiting for the Jewish people, התחיל לצעוק ולכונן בלשון האומה, he started wailing and crying out, representing the nation, speaking on behalf of the nation, Mera'at b'nei Yishmael, from the harm, from the bad that the Jewish people were destined to suffer at the hands of the sons of Yishmael. Ve'amar, and about this King David said in Tehillim, in Psalms, the 120th chapter, O Yali, woe to me, ki galti meshech, shachanti ma'olei kedar. Woe that I've lived with the tents of Kedar, ureu ech zachar Kedar mishal bnei Yishmael. And notice how he mentions specifically the Yishmaelim that come from the Kedar family. Lefisham shuga humi bnei Kedar. For the insane one, and we said that's the Rambam's nickname for Muhammad, he comes from the people of Kedar. Kmo shum pulsam yichuso, as is famous from his lineage. Ve'od, and furthermore, says the Rambam, Daniel lo siper katnutenu v'dilduleinu elav malchut Yishmael shetikana b'mehra. Daniel didn't spend time foretelling how we would be minimized and we would be oppressed by any nation other than Yishmael. May they quickly be subdued. Sheken amar, as Daniel said, v'tapel altza min hatzava, you made some of the army fall to the ground, umina kochavim, and from the stars, which is a reference to the Jewish people who were compared to stars, vatir misim, and you trampled them. And that's a reference to what Yishmael did to Am Yisrael. Vanachnu beodeinu sovlim shibudam, and we, as we are still suffering their oppression, v'chizvehem v'shikultam lemala micholteinu, and their lies and their false accusations above and beyond what we could really suffer, we're suffering. She'en b'cholta adam koach lisbol, man doesn't have the ability to suffer as much as we've suffered. Vayhi kmo she'amar David alav ha'shalom, and we've become, as King David said, may he rest in peace, v'ani checheresh lo yishma, I've made myself like a deaf who doesn't hear, u'che'ilem lo yiftach piv, and like a mute who doesn't open his mouth. Uchmo shechichunu rabotenu, and as our sages warned us, laset kizvei Yishmael, to carry the burden of the lies of Yishmael, ushkaro, and his false accusations, velishtok mimenu, and to be silent. Vesamchuze lapasuk shekatuv b'shem banav, and our sages aligned it with the verse that says in the description of Yishmael's sons, his sons' names were Umishma Veduma Umasa. So our sages taught us from this verse, don't read it only as his sons' names, but it's also a message to us. Shma Dom Vesa. listen to them shame you, be silenced, and carry the yoke, keep moving forward. וכבר הסכמנו כולנו גדולים וקטנים נסבול שיבודם. And all of us, the bigger ones, the smaller ones, all Jews have already accepted that we're going to undertake, we're going to have to accept this affliction. שכן אמר ישעיה עליו השלום, as the prophet Isaiah said, גיבי נתתי למכים, I've given my back over to those that beat me, ולחיי and my cheeks למורטים, to those who pull out my hair, פנאי לא הסתלתי, I haven't hidden my face, מכלימות ורוק, from their shame and spit. ועם כל זה, and nonetheless, לא נוכל להינצל מרוב רעתם ופחזותם בכל זמן. We have no escape from their evil doings and their being swift to harm us at all times. וכל זמן שאנו רודפים שלומם, and as much as we try to make peace with them, הם רודפים אחרינו בחירום ובמלחמה. They respond with chasing after us, trying to obliterate us, trying to make war with us. כמו שאמר דוד המלך עליו השלום, as King David said, may he rest in peace. אני שלום, I seek peace. וכי אדבר, and as much as I talk, הם על המלחמה, they face me with war. כל שכן, says the Rambam, if this is the way the world's been running, that as much as we try to make peace with them, they try to kill us. Certainly, אם נעורר עלינו, if we give them reason to be aroused, ונקרא במלכות בדברים בטלים ושקר, and we call out within their kingdoms lies and things that really have no validities, meaning if we follow this man or we let this man get away with his claims that he's the Mashiach and he's going to lead us out of their rule, הלא נסכן בנפשותינו ונבוא לידי מיתה. Certainly we're endangering our lives and we will find ourselves dead. ויש עליכם לדעת, the Rambam says, and what you should know is, כי בתחילת מלכות ישמעאל, initially when Ishmael took the throne, when the Muslims came to power, עמד איש בעבר הנהר ואמר שהוא משיח. A person stood up on the other side of the Euphrates, and this is a reference probably to Abu Isi Ovadia from the year Ispan, that he claimed that he is the Messiah. ויצא בכלל 10,000 מישראל, and he managed to lead a battalion of 10,000 Jews. והיה עוד שלו, and his sign that he is the Mashiach was, שלן מצורע, we went to sleep one night, he was a leper, והשכים בריא, and he awoke in the morning, he was all cured. ולא נשלם עסקו, and the Rambam says he didn't succeed in what he thought he would, ולא עמדה עצתו, and his advice, what he thought he would attain, was not successful, it didn't stand, וחזר, and he returned. ונשאר ישראל אחריו והרי ספן בעצם הגלות והתחדשו עליהם בגללות צרות. And the Jews remained in the same city after him. And not only that, but there were, because of what he did, this caused the ruling kingdom to make new decrees and troubles for the Jews. וכמוכן, another Amram's going to have a quick enlisting of the false Mashiachs that the Jews under Muslim rule had. By the same token, עמד איש אחד במדינת פז, a person in the city of Fez, היום 84 שנה, 48 years ago, a person arose, ואמר שהוא מבשרו שלוחו של משיח. He said, he's the messenger of the Messiah, ואמר שבאותה שנה יגלה. And he said, this year, the Mashiach is going to appear. He sent me to tell you. ולא יצא דברו לאור, and what he said didn't come to light, והתחדשו לישראל בגללו צרות. And quite the contrary, that year, because of him, there were new sorrows for the Jewish people. והודיעני הדבר הזה מי שהיה מצוי בכולן. And I know about this as the Rambam from someone who was an eyewitness. He was present in all of these things. וקודם זה כמו 10 שנים, and 10 years earlier, עמד בארצות ספרד במדינות קורדובורה איש אחד ואמר שהוא משיח. 10 years earlier, a man arose in Cordovora, and he said, he's the Messiah, וכמעט קט הייתה חליה על צונן של ישראל בגללו. And he almost caused the annihilation of the enemies of the Jewish people, which is a nice way of saying the Jewish people. וקודם זה כמו 30 שנה, and approximately 30 years before this, עמד אחד בצרפת, a man got up in France, ואמר שהוא משיח, and proclaimed that he's the Messiah. ועשה אותות לפי סברתם, and they thought he made miracles, והרגו הצרפתים, and the French killed him, והרגו עמו כלל מקהילות הקודש, and together with him they killed many of the Jewish congregations there. So the Rambam says, look at what's happened in the last century. How many false messiahs arose, and how many people were killed because of what these people said. ואלה הדברים שקדמה הבטחתם על ידי הנביאים. And this, that false messiahs have arisen, we've been promised already by the prophets, שהודיעונו, כמו שאמרתי לכם. They forewarned us, as I've already told you, שבקרוב למות המשיח האמיתי, that when we near the period of the true messiah, ירבו הטוענים והחושבים שכל אחד מהם הוא המשיח. There will be many who claim that and think that they are the messiah. ולא תעמוד טענתם, and their claim will not stand, ולא תתאמת, and it won't be verified as true. ויובדוהם, ויובדו עמהם רבים, and they will be lost, and many with them will be lost. ולפי שידע שלמה עליו השלום ברוח הקודש, and because Shlomo, King Solomon, knew, he foreknew, God foretold him, with ruach hakodesh, האומה הזאת, that this nation, באורך זמן גלותה, as the period of exile is lengthened, תפצר להתנועה בלא איתה הראויה, will really seek to arouse itself when it is not yet the right time, ויובדו בשביל זה, and as a result of this, they will be lost. People will be killed. ויבוא להם צרות, and afflictions, difficult periods will come because people will try to arouse against the nations when it's not yet due time. And this was, by the way, the discussion when there was a discussion whether to proclaim the state of Israel. And this was why many of the rabbis were against it. They said, look, throughout our history, people try to declare the Messiah is here. It's a time where the Jews are going to have it different. And what happened? People were killed as a result. And because Shlomo HaMelech knew that we would be inclined to arouse the state of the Jewish people before the correct time, Shlomo forewarned the Jewish people from doing this, and he made the nation take a vow using an allegory in Shir Hashirim. He said, "Hishbati etchem benot Yerushalayim, I swear upon thee, the daughters of Jerusalem, bitzvaot ve'ailot asadeh, with deer or with young rams of the field, imta'iru, if you will arouse, v'imtoriru et ha'avad shetechpatz, if you'll try to arouse the love before it's the right time. Wait till God wants it. Don't try to arouse it before it's the right time. V'atem achinu ha'uvinu." Now the Rambam ends, he says, "And you, our brothers, our beloved, kablu alechem shvuato, accept King Solomon's vow, v'al ta'iru et ha'avad shetechpatz, and don't try to arouse the love that God has for us till it is the right time that God wants. Uvorei ha'olam, and the creator of the world, b'midat rachamim, in his trait of mercy, yizkor otanu ve'etchem, will remember us and you, lekabetz galuyot, to bring us back from our exile, lekabetz galuyot nachlatot, to bring back the exiled portion of God, meaning the Jewish people, v'chavlo, lachazot b'noam Hashem, that we'll be able to foresee, to see the beauty of God's ways, ulvaker b'chalo, and to frequent in his chambers, in his chamber, v'yotzienu migeatz al mavet, he'll take us out from this path of death, asher this plane of death, asher oshivanu vo, that God has placed us here, v'yasir machshach einenu, God will remove the darkness from our eyes, u'ma'afa libenu, and the dust, the shadowing of our hearts, v'yikayem bi'ameinu v'yimeichem, mikra shekatuv, and God will fulfill in our days and in your days the verse that states, ha'am ha'olchim b'choshech, the nation that walked through darkness, ra'u or gadol, they saw great light, yoshvei be'eretz al mavet, those that sat in the land of death, that they were constantly in the shadow of death, or naga lehem, light has shone upon them, v'yachshich b'apo v'evrato al kol ha'kamim aleinu, and he will make darkness on those, out of God's anger, God will make darkness on all those that arise against us, v'yair machshakenu, and he will give light to our darkness, kasher yiptichanu, as God promised us, ki ne'achoshech yichas e'eretz, darkness will cover the land, va'arafel, and a mist will cover le'umim, the nations, va'alayich, but upon you, God says, yizrach Hashem, God will shine, u'chvodo alayich yira'eh, and his honor will be seen upon you, v'shalom alecha yididenu yakirenu, and peace upon you, our friend, our beloved, ba'al ha'chochmot, who has ownership of wisdoms, osef ha'tvunot, collector of understandings, ועל כל התלמידים אחינו, and peace to all our the students, our brethren, ועל כל עם הארץ, and to all the nation of the land, שלום, peace, כאור זורח, as the sun, as the light shines, ורוב שלום עד בלי ירח, and a tremendous amount of peace, till the period where there is no moon, אמן סלע. And the Rambam ends with a footnote. ואנה, בבקשה ממך, and please, שתשלח העתקת האיגרת הזאת, send a copy of this letter, לכל קהל וקהל, to each congregation, לחכמים, to the wise men, ולזולתם. And to the others, to the people of the congregation, לחזק אמונתם, to strengthen their belief, ולעמיד רגלם לבל תימד. And to give them firm standing, lest they fall. ותקרא אותה על הקהל ועל היהודים, and read this letter before the congregation and the Jews, כדי שתהיה ממצדיקי הרבים, so that you will be among those that do good for the congregation, for the masses. אחר שתיזהר ותישמר, but one condition, says the Rambam. Only publicize this letter after you have taken care, תכלית ההזהרה והשמירה, in the greatest way you've taken care, משום רשע, that there shouldn't be present any evil person, שלא יפרסם, he shouldn't make it public. The Rambam's writing a letter to Jews in a Muslim country, and he's calling Muhammad the insane one. So the Rambam says, I wrote this letter, and I wrote this letter about how why we don't accept Christianity and we don't accept Islam and we see no validity in their claims. And I want you to publicize this letter. But take great care that there shouldn't be any evil person in the midst, שלא יפרסם ולא יגלה הדבר לאומות הישמעאלים, that he shouldn't publicize and make this known to the nations of Yishmael, שמא יתחדש דבר, lest something new arise, שיצילנו השם רחמיו ממנו. May God protect us from such a thing.
They inform us.
Right, that's what he was worried about.
ואף
על פי שכתבתי אותו, הייתי מתיירא מזה הרבה מאוד. And even though I wrote this letter, I was very scared of writing this letter. אבל ראיתי שהצדקת הרבים, but I saw that the doing good for the masses, דבר שאין ראוי לפחות עליו מן סכנה. It's something that one should not be scared of a danger by doing it. ואף בכל זה ששיגרתי אותו לכם, and even with all this that I've sent you, סוד השם לרעיו. God's secret has to be among those that fear him. וכבר החכמים שקיבלו מן הנביא עליו השלום ואמרו, and our sages already promised us, they accepted from the prophet, and they taught us, שלוחי מצווה אינם נזוקים. If you're a messenger for a mitzvah, you don't get damaged. ואין לנו מצווה גדולה מזו, there's no greater mitzvah than this, ושלום על כל ישראל, אמן. May there be peace on all of Israel, אמן. But that the Rambam ends this beautiful letter, יגרת תימן. בעזרת השם, next week,